Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about a sound business strategy is the need of the day in the construction business. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. We all need to get fascinated by hearing stories of people who have successfully carved their careers out of their business and the dreams to follow them and become someone like them. There is definitely no problem to think like that, but it is important to think what they did so different than others that they are successful in life and what price they paid, and they are willing to pay the price if to take up the challenge. Again, you know, you can read books, you can listen to people, you can mentor, or you can listen to people and have them as your mentor. But you have to do it yourself to make yourself feel successful in life. You know, the challenge is there. You got to do it yourself. If someone is dreaming to make a career in the construction industry, then he or she needs to prepare themselves for the day that they have begun the dream and start making plans to achieve their own dreams. Having sound business strategy is considered to be one of the most important components for becoming a successful business person. Now, the business strategy is required in any sort of business, regardless how big or small it is. However, if one is chalking out plans to pertain to the construction business, he or she's got to make sure that they are out for a real good plan, a real good strategy. Following the few pointers that we'll be discussing on will stress how one can set up a sound business strategy. And here's one right here. Strategize your plans based on your business requirements. Strategies are often made keeping in consideration your business requirements. For instance, you're planning to buy some heavy equipment. Here you can consider the price of the machines, the utility factor, and the features that they possess. Most importantly, does the project really require the enhanced as far as equipment that are concerned? Again, a lot of times these job sites don't always need the same piece of equipment. So rent it, you know, rent it from someone like us. And if you find a positive answer for it, you should go ahead with the strategy, or else it'll be better that you continue with existing heavy equipment. Next, take opinions from experienced people, your mentors. If you're running a small business, you should far importantly take the opinions of experienced people before you start planning up something. If possible, you share your plan with someone whom you can trust. People who are experienced in the construction segment will give suggestions that will help you a long way. Next, a good strategy is results of a good team. In case you have a big business where you're required, a big decision will have a lasting effect. You should involve people who hold top positions in various departments. You put them in your vision and ask them to come out with some plans. Ask them to think about the opportunities and threats involved. Once you give you a detailed report, you absorb them all, and then you plan. You have a big picture in front of you. Not only need to give a proper shape. Once you come up with the final plan, place it in front of the senior most people in the company and see how they think it sounds to them. And lastly, keep your strategy flexible. Always be flexible. You never know if you need to change and go pivot. You know, the favorite word everybody uses, pivot. Now, strategy you have adopted should be flexible and not stagnant. That means you should be able to pivot. When things may not go the way you have estimated them, then you may have to change, which again is pivot. Your strategy should allow you to shape those changes. Again, always be flexible in any business that you're in. You know, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.